About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. I'm Klein, there's Alley, DJ Omar Khan over there. He is Jake the Nerd.
What's that?
In the back room, you got producer Vanessa taking the calls with the help of Gay Leno. And the phone number to call and interact with the show is 800-520-1067. Rolls right off the tongue, Alley, doesn't it?
I think it's great. Johnny, I already know he hates it.
There's a lot of, well, he didn't like Postmaster Johnny, so he's now Gay Leno. And we'll change it again tomorrow, probably.
That's the thing. If you want it to change, it could always get worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You should just be happy with what you got.
Is he
going to
do the voice as Gay Leno too?
Yeah, yeah, he's going to do. Are you on air tonight, Johnny? Are you on air for Megan again tonight?
Yes.
Uh huh. Okay. Well then,
where's he at?
Get ready for Gay Leno tonight. Evenings on K Rock. It's going to be great. It'll be a real throwback. People are going to love it.
What's up, guys? Gay Leno here. Here's your chili peppers. And we have caller 20 here.
You want to welcome everyone to the show tonight? We'll let him. You'll practice. We'll have you do it later with the Jason Report. That's Gay Leno, K-Rock's newest DJ. He's very exciting.
It has to be the Gayson Report now.
that'll be coming up later today. The Gayson Report with Gay Leno. That's going to be good. He's so unhappy right now. It's the best. So anyway, Ali, as you know, I've been recovering from not only last summer, it was sausage toe. It was the summer of my sausage toe.
That's can't, right. I can't catch a break. That.
Sausage toe is a real condition. Real
apparently, you can catch a break.
Real medical condition that happens when you wear flip-flops or go barefoot and you end up smashing your toes into things, and then the toes never fully recover, and then you're stuck with something that doctors call sausage toe. I'm a sausage toe survivor, and for those of you out there that have been going through life with this condition, I know what it's like on a daily basis. It's.
I'm glad you're. Increasing sausage toe awareness is important.
Yeah, sharing your story. You're so brave.
You're really
Thank
brave.
You. Thank you all.
And but you never recovered from that?
No, never.
Okay.
No.
You're a sausage hero.
Thank you. Had myself a round of sausage toe. But this summer, up until recently, I thought I was I was in the clear until over the weekend decided to try to throw my daughter from my knees up into the sky, only so that she could put her head backwards right into my nose. Yesterday I finally got in to have it x-rayed and looked at from a medical professional. And there's already theories on the goat line that are not medical professionals.
Hey, Klein, I heard your daughter busted your nose and got it back down to regular size. I was thinking that maybe Bruiser could just slap a little headlock on you, maybe a choke of some kind, and it'll get your dick next. Back to regular size as well.
Okay.
Just a thought.
That's not not good advice right there. The reality is that a lot of people said since my nose got busted, it actually looks normal again.
It's looking a little more like your regular nose.
It's going back to normal again because now it is swollen. And I got the tip off yesterday, the official tip off that good news, bad news. Your nose is not broken, but a bunch of cartilage in there has been
dislodged.
It's been damaged and is out of whack. And
that's good.
It's not good because I said, does that mean I'm in the clear? And he goes, not exactly, because what could happen over the next months, years, whatever, is that you lose the entire support system that is holding up your giant nose, and the scaffolding is basically now all.
It's going to start collapsing?
Yeah, and it could start collapsing.
So your nose is going to be softer from now on? Like, it's not going to be the same?
That clown nose?
It's slowly going. It's.
Can we honk it?
Make it. It's slow.
Vanessa, get in here. Honk that nose.
Do not honk. Do not honk my nose. All right, thank you, everyone. Basically, that over the course of the next, it's a kind of a wait and see thing, but it could start to slowly fall apart. Is what he basically said.
What?
Because the bone part of it is an important part, and that's the thing that if that were broken, he could snap that back into alignment or do something. But
so what is your cartilage going to like eat away at your nose?
Yeah. Well,
so it's going to eat itself?
He didn't say it's going to eat itself. That was not his medical words, but he said that is the part that is important for keeping the nose kind of upright. And when that cartilage starts to go, it goes not in a good way.
That's like people who did a ton of cocaine, like Stevie Nicks.
Right.
They had to like rebuild her nose.
Right, because the bone doesn't dissolve. All the cartilage gets basically dissolved away, and then you have nothing to support your nose. And then he said this to me. which seemed not.
But let me give it a good look.
It was not, didn't seem like it was a real move.
No, here's the thing, Klein. This is a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
I think eventually.
It's probably the worst thing. I would have much rather the guy said she broke it. And he also said that injury onto the nose is the worst possible thing that could have happened because you're getting the hardest part of the head going into the most delicate, fragile part of the nose. And I'm only 6 months out of having to try to get this thing fixed, all to try to cure my snoring problem, which has now gotten just increasingly worse.
Well, I think you should just cut your losses. Do you know that there's this woman who's like famous on TikTok now? She has no nose and she like puts on different noses and everybody loves her.
This woman?
I've got my original blue on noses that I wore before they cut my nose off.
Yes.
They cut her nose off.
They
completely?
Cut it off.
And now she's got interchangeable noses?
Because I think the same thing was happening to her that is happening to you, which is the nose just started caving in. So they just, like, hacked it off, and now she's got all these fun... Oh, she's got, like, a little box of noses, and she wears a different one every day.
Like a Swiss,
clown nose every day.
Swiss Army nose?
Yeah, basically, she's got
a
little
box. And then I've got a selection of noses. Yeah. I've got a nose. Do you want me to take it off to show you?
Oh, my. If you don't mind. Do you mind?
No, God, no,
you've
not at all.
You've done it on TikTok, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, and it...
So this woman is a huge celebrity?
Yeah, she's been, Vanessa knows who she is,
yeah,
right?
She's popped up on my TikTok. At first, I was like, whoa, she has a hole in her face. And then she casually was doing her makeup, right. And then she's like, oh, let me put on my nose. It is magnetized. So she just like, boop, puts
it. It's magnetic? That's how it sticks?
Yeah, they put like three magnets on each side of her nose, one on either side of the bridge, and then one below. And then they put magnets in the nose, and she just like, whoop, up,
and let me tell you, it looks so real.
It looks incredible.
But what if she walks through something that's like magnetic? Does it just suck her nose right off, and then she's back the hole in the face?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know. Fun. Let's find
out.
Went
a little bit crazy. But yeah, I've got a selection of noses that I wear, and I love this one the most. That is your favorite
one.
This is my favorite one.
You would literally never know.
I know. I'm so lucky. But I've got a drunk nose that I wear.
Hold on.
She's so lucky. Did you hear
her? She's so lucky? This woman has a blowhole in the middle of her face.
I know, but then she's about to tell you about her drunk nose.
But I've got a drunk nose that I wear.
Stop it.
When I've had a few glasses of wine, so I just put my drunk nose on. So that's the...
Why is it her drunk nose?
Because it's red. It's more red. So when her face gets flushed when she's drinking, it matches. Yeah. And then she has another one that's a tan nose. So when she goes on vacation rest of her face gets tan, she has to have a tan nose so that it doesn't look weird.
This is your answer.
And you could do like a gonzo. You could do different races. You could do like a whole different...
don't think you can go black.
Oh, my God.
I bet you your snoring issues would go away if you just remove your entire nose.
Man. I mean, she takes it off, there's a huge space there. Plenty of... air is getting through.
Does she just lounge around the house with just the face hole?
I don't know.
The probably. Red one. This is my
son. That's when your family go, the red one's on.
So when you got a
how many she had?
That's unbelievable.
You know, when I lost my teeth, when my teeth got knocked out with the baseball, this was the kind of situation where if I had the teeth, I could pop in like a hockey player and walk around.
Right.
But when I forgot them, I just walked out and I was just full gums.
I mean, imagine how many Costco samples you can get. Every time you walk up, you got a different nose on. They think you're a different person.
You haven't seen me before. This is my drunk nose.
Dude, and think of the OnlyFans possibilities. You got an extra hole, man, that you could do stuff with.
That's
Gary's arm? Much money. He has like all these different attachments for his arm. You could do all kinds of different things with your nose.
Hold on. Speaking to my people now. I don't like this idea at all.
Look, I think
you've never been happy with your nose, have you?
Klein will be like Mr. Potato Head, according to 747.
Yeah, and you know what? You can have one based on your current nose. You've already had these different noses.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea of taking by the day, I need one to match my outfit. Cocaine nose. Regular nose.
You could do a Michael Jackson nose. You could just do a bunch of different things.
You would go comedy with it.
Totally.
You'd have to go comedy. It'd all be just funny noses.
Get like a gonzo nose.
Like mustaches built in too.
Oh, great.
It's so clever. And then you've got a tanned one from when you're on holiday.
Yeah.
When I get a little bit of summer and a little bit of color on my cheeks, I have to have a slightly more.
I got to see what this woman looks like. I'm only listening to it.
Oh, my God. I got to show you.
I got to see how legit. Everyone says it looks so good. But I mean,
the same thing happened to her where she got a nose injury. It wasn't broken.
Yeah, but we all know someone that's had something happen to them, and we all pretend like you look great, you can't even tell, and we're all just saying that.
We've been telling you for years. What do you think is going on here?
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that. Now I thought you guys thought it looked good.
I'm telling you, if you look at this woman, you will feel better about doing this.
Go gadget nose. Thank you. The text line's being very supportive.
Here she is. You can't tell she's wearing a nose.
Oh, that's oh, wait a minute, that's her?
That's her. And then she's going to take it off and swap it.
Now, when she takes it off, you can see the
you can see the nose hole.
Oh,
the hole?
You see the magnets, too.
Hold on, I got to see this thing. I maybe this is the answer.
I think it really could be.
I mean, she's, hold on, she's about to pull this thing off. She looks completely normal. You would never think.
You would never know.
But you're not up close and talking to her. I would imagine if you're, like, face-to-face with her, you would see something.
Well, maybe it's something you would talk about with your coworkers and be like, is there
something? Oh, my God. Okay. Forget it. It's gone now. When it's gone, they pulled the camera away. They didn't zoom in. Wow.
Oh, they start.
That is freaky when that thing comes off. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then imagine the Halloween costumes.
That's right. Well, better get acting quickly then. It's according to Costco, it's Halloween already.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right, got to take a break. Let me go ahead and think about what my future is going to look like.
It's going to look like this lady.
Okay, great. Happy Halloween. More show.
Do it for the show.